Joining us this morning, Ron Peterson, President and CEO, Shannon Noctegal, Registered Nurse and VP, Chief Nursing Officer, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. And Ron, let's start with you. Let's give us an update on the latest statewide numbers, if you could.
Brad, well, thank you. As far as statewide numbers, the state has tested 1,132 individuals. There are 201 individuals that have confirmed cases. So that means 931 are negative out of that. And Baxter County has zero positive cases at this moment in time. Or I should say Baxter Regional Medical Center as far as that. And we're going to get into this a little later with Stephanie, but we have tested 14.
Okay. Shannon, let's talk about nursing and preparing for COVID-19 as it makes its way towards our community.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, our nurses are always prepared for whatever hits us next. You know, you go back to when we were prepared for HIV, AIDS, and then all of the different viruses that have come out over the years, H1N1, swine flu. So this virus, the way we handle it and the way we prepare ourselves is really not unlike a lot of those infectious diseases that are spread through droplets, which are, you know, in the respiratory system when you cough. So we already have a system in place to take care of patients like that and protect ourselves and prevent the spread to coworkers and other patients. So from that standpoint, we're prepared. But as far as specifically for the COVID-19, our preparation has centered around if we were to get a surge of patients, cohorting them in one particular area, making sure we have enough personal protective equipment for all the staff in that area, what the flow looks like for how we take care of those patients. A lot of great ideas about, we've already brainstormed about how to manage that. So I believe, and our nurses, they're very calm. Again, this is what they do, and we're ready if it were to work its way into Baxter Regional.
Shannon, we're hearing a lot nationally about folks wanting to help out by sewing masks, and I know some folks locally are wanting to do that. Who should they contact if they want to help out that way?
Well, you're right. We've had such an outpouring of community members wanting to help us with that, and that is so nice of all of our community calling and offering to do so many things. And Tobias Pugsley in marketing has really created a nice master list that we can refer to. But in the meantime, if you email our marketing department at Baxter Regional Medical Center, Tobias can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, just email marketing@baxterregional.org, and we will get that information in the right place. Also, Brad, we've had people reach out in the community, for instance, ASU Mountain Home, how they might be able to use 3D printing to help with face shields and things of that nature. So if people have things like that they'd like for us to be aware of, they can also still email back marketing@baxterregional.org. And, again, we're keeping a master list of that information and trying to get those resources connected to the right places.
Great. Well, let's talk about additional cleaning practices being implemented at the hospital now.
Well, COVID-19 has definitely made everyone hyper aware, and we are all wiping down those high-touch surfaces more frequently, including our common areas throughout the facility. However, I have to brag a little on our cleaning practices. We have not had to change those at all because they were such top-notch even before COVID-19. We use a cleaning product called Oxivir that has just a 30-second kill time for COVID-19. We always perform a terminal clean on rooms that are known as isolation. We also have 3 UV light robots in our facility that we use in these rooms following the terminal clean. These UV lights kill any germ in sight that may have been missed by the cleaning process. We have had these robots for several years now, and I believe we were the first facility in the state to obtain this technology.
Well, of course, we've been asking our Facebook followers for questions the last couple of weeks. Stephanie, I want to ask you about this. Someone said they'd like to know if any of the folks that have been tested here locally, if they've been admitted to BRMC, and are any of those employees?
Sure. We have tested 14. 4 of those have been inpatients. 1 of those was sent to a private lab, which we have not received results back yet. That patient has been sent home. The other 3 inpatients we were able to send to Arkansas Department of Health, and those have all come back negative. We have also tested two employees, and they have come back negative. And of the outpatients that we've tested, we have two results of those that were negative. So of the 14, we have seven total negatives and seven still pending.
I know HIPAA laws may prevent this, but are these patients, were they admitted for COVID-19, or were they already in the hospital, or can you tell us?
Well, that's a really good point. You know, we have had another viral illness going around and have had all flu season that has tested negative for the flu and has also tested negative for coronavirus. So there is another virus. Some of you out there may have had it. It passed over me, thank goodness, but we have had many people with a viral type illness that have tested negative for flu, and now we know have tested negative for corona. So there's something else out there.
Okay. Anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, you know, we're just tracking this and following it closely every day. Every day the situation seems to change. We're planning, as Shannon mentioned. We believe that we will end up with inpatients here at the hospital, and we feel that we're prepared for them, but we never know how many, and so we're just trying to get ready for that. A couple changes that we have made, Brad, is that we have closed, effective immediately, our Piccadilly gift shop, and we have closed our bargain boxes, and we just feel that it's appropriate time for that, so it's time to close both of those. And you know, if anybody has any resources or knows anything how we can get a hold of PPE or personal protective equipment, we're always open to listening to that because we're trying to get as much as we can right now.
Well, again, what's the email they can, if they've got questions or they want to help?
Absolutely. Again, they can just email marketing@baxterregional.org. And again, we're taking those and we're building a database, if you will, of all the different resources. That's everything from churches reaching out, asking if they can help screen patients or people at the door, to, you know, people wanting to create masks, to people that want to donate things as simple as water. And, again, they can just email marketing@baxterregional.org. And then we've also had a question about financial contributions too, Brad. Everybody knows that, you know, this is going to be a difficult time for the hospital. And so if somebody is interested in a financial contribution, they can call our hospital foundation. That's 870-508-1770, and we do still have staff in the foundation, and the people, we are starting to see people step up and, you know, how can I maybe contribute enough money to buy a ventilator? How can I contribute enough money to buy additional PPE? So, again, they can reach out to our foundation, and definitely we can help them line up to whatever they want to give.
And Tobias, once again, you guys have a page set up on your website. What's that website address again?
We do. It's baxterregional.org/coronavirus, and that's going to link you right to our page, and that's where we keep the latest up-to-date information, resources. It's a really great tool for our community to kind of see what's happening on the local scale.
Okay. Guys, great information once again this morning, and we look forward to talk to you again tomorrow.
I just wanted to mention one more thing. You know, statewide, we have 201 cases and no deaths. So the important thing for our community to remember is people, for the most part, seem to be getting well from this. Our only caution right now is making sure that we keep it out of our nursing homes. And I know they've taken some really strict precautions over the last month to prevent that. Elderly, stay home. If there's anybody in the community that can help take them groceries, things like that, we got to protect our elderly. And I believe if we keep it out of our elderly population, we'll get through this with little effect to our community.
Good information. All right, Ron, Shannon, Stephanie, Tobias, thank you so much this morning.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right, again, an update from Baxter Regional Medical Center.